Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Gahar Chisate. The government of India has officially inducted five Nagaland Civil Service NCS officers into the prestigious Indian Administrative Service IAS. The appointments made through the select list of 2023 were notified by the Ministry of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Department of Personnel and Training yesterday. The officers inducted into the IAS are Zarinthang Izang, Zothisa Dawu, Lima Wapang Jamir, Angelina Tajin and Akuna S. Meyase. The appointments were made under Rule 8.1 of the Indian Administrative Service Recruitment Rules 1954 and Regulation 9.1 of the Indian Administrative Service Appointment by Promotion Regulations 1955. These officers will serve on probation and have been allocated to the Nagaland cadre under Rule 5.1 of the IAS cadre rules 1954. The vacancies filled by the select list of 2023 were determined for the period between January 1 to December 31, 2023, in consultation with the state government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, while outlining the vision for the new year 2025, emphasized it is a year for India to become the world's largest manufacturing hub, empowering youth for startups and entrepreneurship.
विश्व में भारत की अंतर्राष्ट्रीय छवि को और सशक्त करने का वर्ष होगा ये वर्ष भारत को दुनिया का बड़ा मैन्युफैक्चरिंग हब बनाने का वर्ष होगा ये वर्ष युवाओं को नए स्टार्टअप और एंटरप्रेन्योरशिप में तेजी से आगे बढ़ाने का वर्ष होगा वुमेन लेड डेवलपमेंट के हमारे मंत्र को नई ऊंचाई देने का वर्ष होगा।
The government has said that there is no cause for alarm in the country over the reports of the spread of HMPV, human metapneumovirus, in China. Talking to reporters yesterday, Director General Health Services Atul Goyal said it is like any other respiratory virus that causes flu-like symptoms mostly in elders and kids. He also said the country is fully prepared to deal with any situation of this kind.
मेटान्यूमोवायरस एक नॉर्मल रेस्पिरेटरी वायरस है जो जुकाम जैसे बीमारी करता है या कुछ लोगों में फ्लू जैसे सिम्टम्स हो सकते हैं खासकर जो बहुत बूढ़े लोग हैं या एक साल से कम उम्र के बच्चे हैं लेकिन ऐसी कोई सीरियस बीमारी नहीं है जिसे चिंता करने की जरूरत है और हमारे हॉस्पिटल्स और इंस्टीट्यूशंस इनको हैंडल करने के लिए तैयार हैं
Governor of Assam, Shri Lakshman Prasad Acharya, and Union Minister of Railways, Information and Broadcasting and Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnaw, along with Chief Minister of Assam, Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma, jointly inaugurated the National Institute of Electronics and Information Technology, NILIT, deemed to be university at 12 locations including Nagaland and four other northeastern states. NILIT, an autonomous scientific society under MITI, has been conferred the status of deemed to be university under the distinct category by the Ministry of Education. NILIT, deemed to be university, aims to revolutionize higher education in digital technologies. External Affairs Ministry yesterday said that India has urged the Chinese side to ensure that the interests of downstream states of the Brahmaputra are not harmed by activities in upstream areas. Replying to a query on hydropower projects on the Yalung Tsangpo River in the Tibet Autonomous Region of China, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that as a lower riparian state with established user rights to the waters of the river, New Delhi has reiterated its concern.
Consistently expressed through expert level as well as diplomatic channels our views and concerns to the Chinese side over mega projects on rivers in their territory. These have been reiterated along with the need for transparency and consultation with downstream countries following the latest report. The Chinese side has been urged to ensure that the interests of downstream states of the Brahmaputra are not harmed by activities in upstream areas.
Replying to another query, the spokesperson said they have seen the announcement pertaining to the establishment of two new counties in Hotan Prefecture of China, parts of jurisdiction of the so-called counties fall in India's Union Territory of Ladakh. The Directorate General of Foreign Trade has notified amendment in the Foreign Trade Policy FTP 2023 to bring legal backing in the FTP to make it necessary to do a consultation with stakeholders to seek views, suggestions, comments or feedback from relevant stakeholders. It also provides the mechanism to inform reasons for not accepting views, suggestions, comments or feedback concerning the formulation or amendment of the Foreign Trade Policy 2023. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.